Australia, the United Kingdom, and Lithuania have joined the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics to protest China's human rights crackdowns in Tibet and Hong Kong and its persecution of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province, which the U.S. calls a genocide. And that makes this a good time to look back at another controversial Olympics moment, the 1936 Games in Nazi Germany. In the lead-up to those games, there were loud calls for American athletes to stay home in protest, but that boycott effort failed. Jeremy Schapp has written about this. He's reporter and correspondent at ESPN, and his book is called Triumph, The Untold Story of Jesse Owens in Hitler's Olympics. Jeremy, it's a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Now, the 1936 Games are remembered for the propaganda value that it provided to Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany, and it is remembered for Jesse Owens, of course, the black American track and field star who won 4 gold medals.
Owens is ahead. Sandberg and Borsmeyer fighting. Ozendorf challenges Rykov. Metcalf comes up, but Owens wins in 10.3.
And by then, the Nazi crackdown on Jews was well underway. Jeremy, at what point does the question come up in the U.S. as to whether or not to go or to boycott?
It really comes up, Scott, pretty soon after Hitler takes power in 1933. The Games had been awarded to Germany in 1931. Almost from the time that Hitler becomes chancellor in 1933, objections were being raised to Germany as the host for the 36 Winter and Summer Games. But the movement didn't really gain strength until 35 itself.
Yeah, and in 1935, I understand many different social groups and some state and local governments were pushing a boycott. A key voice was Jeremiah Mahoney on the pro-boycott side and Avery Brundage on the other. Who were they and what did they say?
They were both key figures in the amateur athletics community in the United States. But Mahoney was adamantly opposed to sending the U.S. to Germany and providing that propaganda opportunity for the Third Reich. And he ran the Amateur Athletic Union. At the beginning, they kind of saw it the same way. Brundage, at least initially, also had trepidations, misgivings about the U.S. going to these games. But his mind was changed on a visit to Germany, which was, you know, from all indications that we have now, a highly orchestrated kind of propaganda visit where, you know, he wasn't really given the opportunity or the ability to speak to regular people, especially Jews in Germany at that time, about their situation. And he came back and said, no, we're going, we're good. Whereas Mahoney, he was appalled by what he saw, and anybody could see, frankly, that was going on in Germany. And they really end up in almost kind of a pitched battle against each other over the issue of whether or not to boycott the German Olympics.
And of course, in the middle of this are the athletes, as they always are. And in this case, we have a number of black athletes, including Jesse Owens. And some black leaders at the time were saying, now, wait a second, we're blasting the Germans, but look how America is treating us. So how does Jesse Owens think this through, talk this through?
Jesse Owens, at least initially, expresses support for the notion of a boycott, but he changes course. Eventually, he came to think about the situation that not being able to compete, you know, was going to deprive him of this obviously great opportunity. And, you know, here in the U.S., meanwhile, Jesse Owens experienced so many forms of racism, so many ways in which he was excluded. And you can understand how a young man with so much at stake would say, well, how can you then deny me this chance to do what I have been training to do for half my life? You know, Jesse Owens at this point, before the Olympics, is the biggest track star in the world. He was fully expected to be the star of these games. And although thought leaders, political leaders, religious leaders, you know, made a case for the U.S. not going, among them Walter White, who was the head of the NAACP, basically he said, you know, in the struggle for racial justice, we cannot countenance prejudice anywhere. But the U.S. did send its team. And one of the ironies, right, Scott, of the situation is that Avery Brundage, who would show his true colors many times over the years and over the succeeding decades, when he becomes the head of the International Olympic Committee, you know, if he had not been so pigheaded, if he had not been so willing to have the wool pulled over his eyes by the Nazis, we wouldn't know who Jesse Owens is today.
Mm-hmm. Now, the American debate on this boycott question has a key moment with a very close vote on this question at the Amateur Athletic Union. You've talked about the AAU. I mean, how influential was the AAU and its vote in the end to not boycott?
Well, this is what it came down to, essentially. It was early December. Essentially, they were having a final vote on yay or nay, do we or don't we? And it came down to something like 2 3/4 votes, 58-25 to 55-50, wow. 50, something along those lines.
There were razor thin.
Razor thin margin by which they rejected the boycott. Mm. For all intents and purposes, that was the end of the debate.
And so the U.S. ends up going. Let me ask you, Jeremy, about the Olympics and prestige and messaging. Now, I was based in China for the 2008 Summer Games, which Beijing and the Chinese people saw as a huge galvanizing moment of pride. And now, of course, we see the China we see today. Back in 1936, did the propaganda value play out the same way for Hitler in Germany?
I would say yes. The Germans certainly perceived those games, the Nazis, as a huge propaganda success. And of course, they were masters of propaganda and misdirection and misleading. There were a lot more people paying attention to the Summer Games than the Winter Games that had taken place half a year earlier in the German Alps, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. And those games were different. There was more of an air of menace around those games, of militarism and hostility to Jews, among other things. And for the Summer Games, most of that was scrubbed away. And to leave people with the impression, even though the Nuremberg Laws had just been enacted the previous November, that, hey, we're not so bad. Look at this gleaming new Germany, this vibrant new Germany that we have built in just the last 3.5 years, and presenting to the world this false face of a non-aggressive Germany.
And finally, let me come back to Jesse Owens. He spoke many years later in 1963 about the games in Nazi Germany. Let's take a listen.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, at that particular time, not being interested in the political situation as it was, until it was all over, then I began to realize how repulsive some of the things that were going on had happened. But I always have a little story to tell people that I didn't go to shake hands with Hitler. We went to run, and run we did, and we had a marvelous time.
So, Jeremy Schapp, what to you is the lasting legacy, as you look back, of the U.S. choosing not to boycott the games in 1936?
It's hard. We can look now, obviously, with hindsight, at the horrors to come, the genocide, everything that came in the next decade, and say we shouldn't have been there. And ultimately, I think we shouldn't have been there. No one should have been there. And yet, if we hadn't been there, obviously Jesse Owens would not have had a chance to run. And he sent a very powerful message, Jesse Owens, at those games, by his example, refuting the theory of Nazi, of Aryan supremacy. You know, Jesse Owens is one of the great figures in the history of sport. And he still remains, I would say, the ultimate Olympian. But knowing now, and even then, you could have known then, I don't want to suggest that people didn't know, because there were certainly people who did know when we talk about Nazi Germany. We shouldn't have help them send this false message around the world about what Nazi Germany really was.
Jeremy Schapp is reporter and correspondent for ESPN, and his book is Triumph, The Untold Story of Jesse Owens and Hitler's Olympics. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time.
Scott, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.